Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Fiasco, the Inside Story of a Wall Street Trader by Frank Partnoy, is a nonfiction memoir and critique of modern finance drawn from the author's experience inside a major Wall Street investment bank during the 1990s. Partnoy worked in derivatives, a corner of the markets built on contracts whose value depends on underlying assets such as interest rates, currencies, or credit. Using a fast-moving narrative, he explains how complex products are created, pitched, and traded, and how the culture of status, speed, and competition shapes decision-making. The book's purpose is not to teach readers a step-by-step trading system, but to illuminate incentives and information gaps that ordinary investors rarely see. By translating highly technical instruments into accessible ideas and tying them to real-world behavior, Partnoy presents an insider's view of how risk can be misunderstood, moved, or hidden. The result is both a personal story and a warning about the fragility created when complexity and leverage meet human overconfidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, derivatives is a business of complexity and storytelling. A central subject of Fiasco is how derivatives move from abstract math into profitable products through packaging, salesmanship, and persuasive narratives. Partnoy portrays structured deals as instruments that often look precise because they come with models, pricing sheets, and technical jargon, yet still depend on assumptions that can fail under stress. The book highlights the gap between what a product is designed to do on paper and how it behaves when markets move, liquidity vanishes, or correlations change. In this environment, complexity can become a feature rather than a bug because it makes it harder for outsiders to compare alternatives or fully measure embedded risks. Partnoy also emphasizes the importance of framing traders and sales teams may present a derivative as hedging, yield enhancement, or innovation, while the actual economic exposure might be leverage, hidden optionality, or concentrated tail risk. For readers, the lesson is to treat complexity as a cost that must be paid in understanding, not as a substitute for understanding. The book encourages skepticism toward products that cannot be explained plainly, especially when the payoff depends on rare events or hard-to-verify assumptions. Secondly, incentives, career pressure, and the trading floor culture. Partnoy uses his personal experience to show how institutional incentives shape behavior more powerfully than formal policies, compensation systems that reward short-term revenue. Promotion tracks tied to deal flow and status competition within a bank can all push people toward risk, taking even when they understand that the downside exists. Fiasco depicts a workplace where speed and confidence are valued, and where hesitation can be interpreted as weakness, especially in highly competitive trading and structuring groups. The book also illustrates how responsibility can be diffused. One team designs a product, another sells it, another books the risk, and someone else is expected to manage it, making it difficult for any single person to feel accountable for the full life cycle. This culture can encourage the view that risk is something to be transferred, sliced, or financed away, rather than reduced. For professionals, the topic reads as an organizational case study in how incentives, internal politics, and the desire to impress clients interact with genuine technical skill. For non-specialists, it clarifies why financial blow-ups are often cultural failures as much as analytical failures. Thirdly, risk management limits and the illusion of control. Another major theme is the mismatch between the sophistication of quantitative tools and the messy reality of markets. Partnoy describes an industry that relies on models to estimate prices and exposures, yet must confront uncertainty that does not fit neatly into distributions or historical data. Even when risk metrics exist, they can be selectively emphasized, misunderstood by decision makers, or overwhelmed by rare but consequential events. Fiasco stresses that leverage and embedded options can make small market moves produce outsized outcomes, turning what appears manageable into something fragile. The book also points to liquidity and funding as practical constraints. Being right in theory does not help if positions cannot be adjusted quickly or if counterparties pull back. Rather than claiming that models are useless, Partnoy shows how they can create a false sense of safety when treated as reality rather than as conditional estimates. The broader lesson is to separate measurable risk from true uncertainty, and to recognize that risk management is partly about governance, incentives, and humility. Readers come away with a clearer sense of why simple narratives about hedging or diversification can break down when the system becomes stressed. Fourthly, information asymmetry between banks, clients, and the public. Fiasco repeatedly returns to the idea that many financial transactions are shaped by unequal information and unequal understanding. Partnoy explains how banks can occupy a privileged position because they see flows across markets, understand product mechanics, and employ specialists who can price and structure complex exposure. The clients may be sophisticated in their own domains, yet still depend on the bank's framing of what the product does and how it should be valued. This asymmetry can be amplified when documentation is dense, when payoffs are path-dependent, or when risks only emerge under specific market regimes. The book also highlights how selling and trading can blur together. A bank may be designing a product for a client while simultaneously managing its own inventory and hedges, creating potential conflicts that are difficult for outsiders to observe. Partnoy does not reduce the issue to simple villainy, but shows how normal business practices can still produce outcomes where the less informed party bears risks it did not fully price. For readers, this topic provides a practical lens for evaluating any complex financial offer. Ask who benefits from complexity, who can exit more easily, and who truly understands the worst-case behavior of the position. Lastly, systemic fragility from leverage, interconnectedness, and innovation beyond individual deals. Partnoy presents derivatives as part of a broader network that can transmit stress across institutions. The book suggests that as financial innovation increases the number of contracts linking firms, the system can become more tightly coupled. A problem in one area can force hedging, margin calls, or liquidity demands elsewhere. Leverage, whether explicit borrowing or implicit in derivative exposure, magnifies these dynamics by making balance sheets more sensitive to market moves. Fiasco, therefore, functions as an early warning about how modern markets can create chains of dependence that are not obvious in calm periods. The narrative also underscores that innovation can outpace oversight. New structures may be introduced faster than firms, clients, and regulators can develop shared understanding of their failure modes. This does not mean innovation is always harmful, but it increases the need for transparency, conservative stress testing, and incentives aligned with long-term outcomes. The practical takeaway is that safety in finance is not only about the soundness of a single instrument, but about how many similar instruments exist, how they are financed, and how quickly they might need to be unwound during turmoil. In conclusion, Fiasco is best suited to readers who want to understand how Wall Street actually operates behind the polished language of markets and innovation. Finance students, investors, regulators, and professionals in banking or asset management will find it valuable as a cultural and incentive-focused complement to technical textbooks. General readers can also benefit if they are willing to engage with some complexity, because the book consistently ties products back to human behavior and institutional pressures. The practical benefit is not a set of trading rules, but a sharpened ability to question financial claims, what risks are being transferred, which assumptions must hold, how leverage changes outcomes, and why complexity can conceal fragility intellectually. The book stands out by combining an insider's immediacy with a skeptical analysis of incentives and risk, making it more personal than many market histories and more concrete than abstract critiques of finance. Compared with books that focus on a single crisis, Fiasco is useful because it explains the everyday mechanisms and motivations that can set the stage for larger breakdowns. It leaves readers more alert to conflicts of interest, model risk, and the ways well-paid smart people can still create dangerous systems when the reward structure favors short-term wins over durable resilience. If you would like to support Frank Partnoy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.